Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk listeners, and welcome to another episode of The Fabulous Medium with your host, Dustin Livers. I just want to start off by actually apologizing to all my listeners out there. Last week I was sick, and I had to cancel the show last minute. I didn't even have a chance to post on there. I was sick because I was literally laying in bed. And I just couldn't get up. It was really bad. I don't know what's going in the air, something, because a lot of my friends have told me that they've been sick too, but it's just like, it really gets you. It's quick, aggressive, but then it just goes away. So that's what happened to me last week. So this show is one that I'm really, really interested in and really excited to be sharing with you guys. And it's titled Knowing Yourself, an Important Lesson. I think if there's one thing in this life that's really important, it's to know yourself, okay? I mean, my personal philosophy. Now, I do consider myself a healer, okay? So, I mean, everything I do is to help other people. Anything I do for myself, any research projects, whatever I do, it's to better myself that I can be a better tool for others, okay? So, and I've been in the field of therapy. I've shared this in my other episodes. Good Lord, since I was like 15, I started doing energy work at spiritual centers in the area and teaching classes as a teenager. So, you know, I've been doing this for a while now, folks. But anyway, one thing that's so important is to really know yourself, because I think that if you can be there for yourself and really have a relationship with yourself and know how to take care of yourself and for you to be well, then my philosophy is we wouldn't have to take care of other people, right? If everyone took care of themselves, they wouldn't need to be taken care of, right? I mean, does that make sense? I mean, when I say this to people, they're like mind blown. Like, eyes all big. They're like, oh my God, I've never thought of that before. But yeah, like, if everyone took care of themselves, you wouldn't need to take care of anyone, right? Because they would already be taken care of. They would have a secure life. They would be well financially. They would, you know, they wouldn't have mental disorders. You know, they'd have healthy diet and exercise, right? I mean, you wouldn't, you know, it just makes intuitive sense, right? So it's so important to me. You know, any person that I do a reading for that comes into my office, you know, when you're bringing through someone, the spirit is talking about themselves. So not just things that they did, you know, because that's important, right? You know, what do they do for their job? What kind of hobbies do they do? Those things get brought up, you know, golfing, bowling, or fishing, you know, that's a common one that I have a symbol for. But also how they view the world a lot of times, what they really like stood for. You know what I mean? Sometimes they talk about organizations they're a part of. I have a symbol for, what is that called? Oh my goodness. It's a fraternity. It's usually men. I have a symbol for, not the Knights of Columbus. Oh my goodness. Although my grandpa was a member of the Knights of Columbus. Oh my gosh, I'm drawing a blank right now. I can't believe I don't remember what that was called. Anyway, I have symbol for different organizations that people are a part of, you know, and that's something that they really stood for, right? That's they've looked at themselves, they know where their values are, they know what, you know, they believe. And that continues even after what we call death. So, you know, it's really important. You know, in psychology there's a term called, and you guys can write this down, self realization and actualization. So there's two actual terms, self realization, self actualization. One is by Maslow. Can't remember which one, so it's not a test. I'm not getting graded, okay? So you can Google this on your own time. But it's to really be so into yourself, not like ego-wise, but to know yourself so well and to be comfortable with yourself that other people cannot change you or hurt you. Okay? So it's like, you know, we get bombarded with ads all the time, right? I mean, good Lord, probably just signing on to Blog Talk Radio, you probably saw an ad. you know, trying to click them to this show, you probably saw an ad. But if the self-realized person is not influenced by this, you know that you don't need a product to be happy. You're kind of like above, and you kind of have like an eagle's eye view down. You're not like slammed in the face, you know what I mean? Like on an equal level by this. You kind of have a higher perspective. We can look down and really see, oh, this is what's going on. I know that that's not what I need. I'm okay without that, and I'm gonna live my life and be fine. You know what I mean? It's just one of the great, what's the word I'm looking for? One of the great, not privileges, but what things that come out of this, of knowing yourself, of being self-actualized, self-realized, you know, it's just amazing. So one thing that's really funny, is, I put this show together, I think about 3 weeks ago, of knowing yourself. Well, in class, about a week and a half ago, we're talking about Counselor Know Thyself, which I thought was really funny. I was like, I told nudged my friend Brittany, I'm like, oh my gosh, I think this is like the title of my radio show. So, the next one I'm doing. And we talk in class how it's so important to really, really know yourself, okay? You cannot be unbiased to really know your biases unless you have a relationship with yourself and you know yourself, right? So you have to, I mean, everyone's got biases, okay? Everyone has, you know, their own views, whether or not they want to admit it or not. Okay, you can actually take a test. I think it's by Harvard. You can Google this as well, and it will actually tell you who you're prejudiced against or your biases in this test. It's like an hour long. It's really interesting. I think it's free too, so if you want to go and do that, that's really cool. But and when you start looking at this, just being aware of your biases and knowing, you know, maybe where it came from. I mean, that's not so important to know where it came from, but just knowing that you have them and knowing what they are, is enough for you to know and to move yourself so that you don't put your views on others. And it's enough just to be aware. Let me repeat this. It's enough just to know and to see them, to make that effort. To even whether it's conscious or unconscious, knowing it is enough that it will not be as pushed or other people will not feel as pressured having your views put on them. And that's really important, especially in readings, okay? So it's not my job to change your perspective on life, to change your views, to turn you into someone or something else. That's not why I do what I do. That's not part of the process. The process is you knowing that your loved ones are okay and knowing what's, you know, what's coming up or what things are going on in your life. That is what it's about. It's not about you necessarily even believing or not believing in what I do. That's not even a part, or mediumship in general. That's not what our aim is. Even clients, they'll say that was interesting. I can tell by the look on their face or whatever, but they're really starting to wonder, should I roll with what you've said and keep going? That just that question is enough to perhaps change what they were doing, or to get a better perspective on life, to move forward in a healthier, better way, right? I mean, when you're having this session. And I think that's really cool for me, okay? And, you know, I have some of the training. I can see, you know, when this is happening, when the people are really taking it and internalizing and they're processing. That is just, it's really, really cool to see that. And it's one of the most exciting things about my job is really to see this as well. But it's, again, it's just something so core that some religions actually believe to keep this as the core of their belief. So my roommate, I don't know if I've actually shared this, he is Jewish. And I've been running out of his house for about 4 years now. He is a Kabbalistic Jew. So a Kabbalistic Jew follows the mystical branch of Judaism. Okay, so there's a few different branches. There's conservative. What's the other one? I can't remember. One's conservative, one's not so conservative. And then there's like Kabbalistic Jews. And their main philosophy on life is that God, or what you want to call God, or whatever your idea of God is, was just a ball of energy, okay? And I think I talked in my last show about energy, so if you want to get a better perspective, tune into the last week's show. But a ball of energy, that's just what could be. Okay, so it's not anything, it's what could be. We're talking about a ball of potential. Okay, so it's not manifested yet, it's not physical, nothing yet has been done. It's just this God ball of energy. My friend is calling me. So it's like, what do we do with this, right? So God's just like chilling in this ball of energy. Like, what are we going to do, you know? And God, the idea is that he created people. I use he just because, you know, we affiliate God in a masculine sense here in the West. Created this, like the world, people, so the potential could manifest. And there's a big philosophical argument in Kabbalah saying if it was created to manifest in this potential, it's a way for God to express himself, right? Or to express herself, and to even take it a step further, to know himself or herself. So God is experiencing life, or God is experiencing this experience that could only be done if there wasn't just potential anymore, and that something was manifested. And so you can take this a step further and say, God is doing this. Whatever your idea is. I'm not saying that's necessarily my belief, but I just want people to realize this is something so, not just important, but it's something so ancient. Something just knowing yourself, knowing human, more than just human behavior. I mean, just at the individual level, because, you know, we all have different human behaviors. It's something so deep that it's some of the core of some religions. It's something so just it's a definitely a lesson. You know, we talk about lessons, right? There's no mistakes, just lessons to be learned. I think I've said that phrase before. I can't remember who sings that. If it was Cyndi Lauper, I can't remember. Maybe it was her. But anyway, it's just something so important. So I do want to just let you guys know I will be taking a call here in a couple minutes. So I'm just getting ready for round one of my spiel here. So I'm going to just get off track here for a second and talk about what I've been doing, because I know a lot of my listeners are wondering. So again, I was sick last week, and I actually had to miss both of my classes, so that was exciting to play catch up. This past Wednesday, so 2 days ago, this week's Wednesday, 2 days ago, I officially registered my business, Dustin Livers LLC, with the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. So I actually had to drive all the way to Indianapolis, which is about it took me 3 hours actually, and meet with someone at Panera Bread. Her name was Michelle. She is a volunteer. And I think I'm going to be in the database in a few days. That's kind of exciting. So that's a really cool thing. I updated my website. So if you guys go to dustinlivers.com, you'll see that I changed my picture and some of the icons on my website. I've changed a few of the things, how it's worded on my tabs. Just minor stuff, just gave it a little bit of a facelift. So that's kind of exciting, because I've been wanting to do that for a while. And a little more hardcore science-y stuff. I started two new research projects. So one, my research on quick fixes is coming to a close. So what's that phrase? When one door closes, another opens. and I feel like it's kind of my responsibility to do these research projects because I can. I have the know-how. You know, I think it's important, you know, to give back to people. And so one is on domestic violence. Yeah, that's a little bit more of a heavier topic than just knowing yourself today. They wanted someone from the LGBT community and someone who was a male because they're lacking males. So I said, I'll be your token gay male for the project. So we'll see what happens with that. And this one's a big one. So this is going to be like changing the field of counseling. So this is a huge, huge deal. So you guys are hearing this first from me. This has not been done yet. There is talk of starting a new project that I will be a part of. I'll be one of the pioneers of coming up with a new program that's similar to Doctors Without Borders. So doctors who will travel to other countries, other places, and provide medical help, a free of charge, volunteer basis. There is talk here of doing the same thing with counselors. And if we can get this pushed and started, this would be a whole new revolutionary thing. And my goodness, I'm totally, I'm just like upholding the fort over here, because in counseling, there's even fewer spiritual counselors. So, you know, imagine going to Africa, they're not necessarily Christian, right? They don't have the same values here in the West. Trying to talk to these people and let them know, you know, oh, it's part of God's plan or whatever, however you're saying, and they have a totally different idea of what, you know, God is or who God is. And the role of a spiritual counselor, you know, what the role I would be playing is to really get a feel for the person's beliefs, and then to get them to integrate it into their worldviews, right? But in a more of a spiritual sense, to ask the right questions, to get them to have a renewed faith, you know, to let them know that it's going to be okay. And then, you know, of course, in just my intuition, you know, being a psychic, you know, I would kind of get to know what would help each person individually, you know, without having to waste a week or so asking a bunch of intake questions. So that's, I have a few things going for me, so it's kind of exciting. But that is a huge deal. So you guys are hearing it first from me, and I will definitely be pushing that because I would totally take a summer off, you know, not doing any readings or anything, and go to a village or something that, you know, I mean, their homes were destroyed or whatever. But yeah, so that's pretty much the new things that are on my list. I'm going to take my first caller here. I know I've been talking for a long time. and see what they think. And then do a reading live and over the air. So we'll see what's going on. Hi, you're on the Fabulous Medium with Dustin.
Hi, Dustin. How are you?
Hi.
Nancy.
Great. How are you? Who am I talking to and where are you calling from?
Good. Yeah, this is Nancy from Sacramento, California.
And oh, hi,
I'm
Nancy.
Really excited. Hi. I'm excited about your new endeavors. It really sounds interesting, you know, the counseling.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I know there's there are some spiritual therapists who do some things with astrology and that kind of thing, but I have not met a psychic or medium counselor who does that work in counseling, and so I'm hoping to kind of bring a new field into the world. So that's
good for you.
Yeah, thank you, Nancy. So, all right, well, I appreciate the feedback. Are you open to getting a reading today?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am.
Okay, perfect. All right, well, give me a second here, and then I'll see what's happening. So give me a second. Let me see here. All right, let me see here. Okay. All right, just for the sake of time, there's not a lot of dead space over the air. I'm just going to take this one step at a time. So the first thing that I am feeling is actually some stress here. And they're showing me my symbol for going over things over and over and over again. So are you like ruminating about something or like thinking of something over and over and over again? Because they're saying that this is taking up some energy.
I have in the past. I think I'm getting over it, but it could be.
Okay. Give me a second here. Let's see here. It's All right, let me see here. Okay, because I do see you leaving this kind of stuff. So I see you pushing it away and moving forward. Let me see here, because it's like you're kind of leaving some of the bat behind you. You must be doing something, because they said you're excuse me, you're like, I literally see bags being dropped. So you must be working on either some of the past issues or things, because I see you kind of leaving it behind and moving forward and feeling lighter. So are you doing work on yourself right now? Is that what's happening?
Yes, a lot of healing work, and I also join a healing community.
Perfect.
I want to learn energy healing.
Perfect. So, Nancy, my role today for you is to let you know that you're on the right track and you're actually doing things and it's helping you. Because I wish more people were like you, because literally almost every client that comes in my office, nobody's doing anything. No one's doing any like healing work on themselves. You know, they just sit on the couch watching TV all day long and then they pop in and wondering, why do I have this problem? You know, and anyway, so Yeah, well, I appreciate that you're actually doing this. So give me a second here. Let's see what else is happening. Maybe I can give you a little more specific. So let me look. So I'm going to be very honest with you, Nancy, and no one knows who you are. They don't know your last name or anything. There is talk here of a romantic relationship. So, but I think it was complicated and problematic. So, let me see here. Did you unfortunately have a bad relationship? Because they're complicated and problematic here. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I understand it. I had several in the past. I'm married now, though, so I don't know if you're picking that up.
No, this was something in the past. This isn't your current relationship. Give me a sec here, because I'm very, very honest with you. They actually said, and this is very personal, so... Oh boy, I usually don't say kind of stuff over the air, but I feel like you can handle it. There is talk here of nailing, of hearing some words about you that are really negative, and that you're processing and pushing to the side. So I don't know if I should say I'm actually air, but there's like name calling. Here, okay. So, do you understand this? Because there's really negative words that I feel like you're really processing that were said to you, okay. with me here, are you?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, so it's hard to
hear
it all.
Okay, my bad, it's this headset, I think. I said there were words that people said to you, like name-calling, and that you're processing through these names, and that you're actually going to be healing and, like, setting them to the side. So I heard fat and stupid, I'm going to be very honest. But I was told that those are things that you're really working on and that you're realizing I'm not that. Do you understand that?
I'm not sure about the fat or the stupid. It's funny. It's other things. I grant it. You know, it's other things that I was told, but not those two.
Well, those might be my way of knowing that those are words that you're processing through, because I've never actually said that before. So I've never said to someone you've heard words before and you're processing through it. So that might be my symbol for me to know that this is what's happening. Okay. Let me see here, because those were things that I was called. let me see here. There's, what else is happening here? There is talk here of also, this is more of a positive here. Well, it's all been positive, obviously, you're healing. there is talk here of a possible move. So are you guys planning on actually moving? Or are you going somewhere to stay? Where else? Well, because there is a move happening.
Really? Okay. I would love to move eventually. You know, I've lived in this place for so long, you know, and I'm kind of a gypsy at heart. So I was always thinking that maybe, you know, maybe a year or so there'd be a move.
Well, pretty soon if it's about a year. So give me a second here. Let's see here. I actually think you'll be leaving the state. Are you planning on leaving California?
Probably. I'm open to it.
Okay. Well, I actually think you're going to be having plans to actually leave the state when you move. So you're not moving local. I think you'll be moving definitely somewhere else. let me see here. There's also a name here, so give me a second. I'm not sure who is George, because I definitely heard name George. I'm not sure who that is. Yeah. So I'm not sure who George is. It's definitely George. Could be the date of Georgia. Don't know if there's an actual...
There's like
something Georgia.
Or...
Yeah. They're connected to Georgia.
Hmm. Not quite sure. I knew people that lived in Florida. Georgia's right next to it, so, you know, it's a possibility.
Give me a second here. No, usually I'm pretty good with knowing exactly where it is. Like, I have a symbol for Florida, and I have a symbol for, like, you know, other states. This is a George or Georgia. let me see here. I'm not sure who this is. Let me see. I actually think this is somebody who passed. So remember that I said this because you can look this up afterwards, you know, because I only have so much time
okay.
on the air. This person, though,
right.
did pass from the head. They either had, like, a stroke or, like, a mental disorder or a head trauma. They passed from the head. So remember that I said George or Georgia that passed from the head because this person is
okay.
connected here. so, yeah, look this up later. let me see here. And what else is happening here? There's also, this is the last thing, Nancy, and then I am going to get back to the show. They're talking here about, I'm seeing a book, and then when I highlighted it, that's usually my symbol, that the actual, like, looking up, like, affirmations. So, like a book affirmation thing, because there's something about affirmations. You know what I mean by affirmation? It's like, I'm going to do this today, or like,
you're,
this, like,
you're breaking up.
My...
Yeah,
oh.
You're breaking up. I heard a book of affirmations, ancient.
Yeah,
that's
are you looking up affirmations or some things like you're in your life or things like you're, have or things like you want to change. It's like, you know what I mean? Sentences or like or something. It's something about this. It's like almost like a list or something. It's like a list of like things that I let me see here. Like I want in my life or things that like are going to be happening. Is this something that you do or like you're reading or
yes,
something? Because it's
yes,
oh.
I do that all the time. I make lists, you know, of you know trying to manifest things, and I do study a lot of ancient, when you said ancient civilizations, and I'm very interested in that. So
oh, okay. Perfect. So, again, this is just me validating for you that you're actually doing things for you that are actually working, like, in your life. You know what I mean?
Right.
So most of my clients aren't spiritual, so this is exciting when I get someone who is. So yeah, that's you're doing good things. You're actually doing things for you. You know, you're on your right path.
Well, good.
Yeah. So I just want to thank you again, Nancy, for calling in. I wish you the best luck. And look up who George or Georgia is, and then send me an email.
Okay, I actually dated a George way back.
My God.
And I mean, this was years and years ago, and I really liked him, but I wonder if something happened to him now that you brought
that up.
Yeah,
I'm wondering, too, because definitely have a George. I know I heard George. Can you, if you look him up, find out if it did pass from head, because this could be him coming up, okay? So this isn't a comment. Yeah.
Okay,
so,
I will.
Okay,
and
well, best
so
luck
much.
To you. Yeah, thank you, Nancy, and tell your husband I said hello.
Okay.
I actually want to say this one last thing. When I feel your husband, I actually get a big grin on my face. So he must be a really positive and smiling kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
You've definitely got a good one.
Okay. Well, wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, and best of luck to you.
Me too.
Aw, she's such a sweet lady. Oh, my gosh. I get the best callers on Blog Talk, except for that one woman that called a week or two ago and went, like, asked a question and hung up because she didn't like the answer. Oh, my goodness. Well, that happens sometimes. but, yeah. So, you know, sometimes readings, it's not all super life-changing, you know. It's not like you're going to come in and you're all mind blown, you know. Sometimes it's just knowing you're on the right track. You're actually doing things for you, and you're actually moving forward. You know what I mean? And I think that's what any of us really would want. I mean, don't you want to know you're on the right track and you're moving forward, you know? I mean, it's kind of, at least I would. I don't know about everybody else. So let's see. Back to knowing yourself. So clearly Nancy in Sacramento is doing exactly that. She has, like, affirmations written down. She's processing through some of the names that she was called in her life. She joined an energy thing that I picked up on. She joined some I can't remember exactly what I said. The readings just come and go. But anyway, it these things came up. And she obviously knows herself where she's getting there. And it's just so important, you know. People pick up on this, too. I mean, I've heard this before, that if you are comfortable with who you are or what you're doing, that other people will pick up on that and they'll be comfortable with you too. It's when you're uncomfortable that people kind of pick up on that feeling, or they're like unsure and they were like, they start to wonder, or they may even lash out at you and say, you know, whatever, because they're feeling this, they're coming up this, they're getting this. And so it's very, very important, people, to do the work, right? So I did a show earlier about doing the work, but didn't put in this context of knowing yourself. So how do you do it, right? That's the question. So how do you know yourself? I see all the time people posting on Facebook, usually young men, actually, younger men, who are posting, you know, I don't know myself, I need to take time, I don't know why I feel this way, I don't understand, you know, and it's because, what do you do most of your time? You're with people, you're at work, you're at school, and you're kind of going through these motions, right? You're not really taking the time to be with yourself and your thoughts, or even to be with yourself and your feelings. People don't feel. Yeah, I mean, they can get fleets of emotions, but they don't stay with those emotions. They don't internalize it. They don't take time to reflect and understand what these emotions really mean. So when you have those emotions, there's a lot going on. So first of all, you have feelings, right? So if someone told you before, you don't care, you don't feel, that's untrue, right? Because you're obviously feeling right now. You're having emotions. The second thing that's happening here is that you're having an experience, right? So you're actually in a moment. You're there, and you're actually having an experience. So it's more than just feeling. You're really I'm not even sure how to explain it, because when you go into this deeper thought, you're really like, you're totally like transcended. Like you're, you know, some of you may even be with me right now, because it's such deep, deep work. Just be there in the feelings. I mean, that is so powerful. It lets you know what you're feeling. It lets you know how you're feeling. You will be able to know exactly what you're feeling. It's not just something foreign, you know, and then when you start to feel it more and more and more often, you'll know, this is what I'm feeling. This is the word, right? So there's a lot of, like, emotional vocabulary words, you know, like anger, sadness, disappointment, upset, you know, and we talk a lot about this in the counseling program, you know, expand people's emotional vocabularies. It's just something so powerful to be able to do this. It's really cool. So just feeling in the feelings, staying there, being able to reflect on them, being able to know what was triggered. What did this person say that made me, that got to me, you know? Because other people can't make you feel things. You're the only one who can feel things, right? I can't put feelings into you, okay? But I can say things that may trigger something in you that you start to feel hurt or vulnerable, or the feelings that you have get to be brought up to the surface. But no one else has control over you, right, or your feelings. And so when you start to realize why I'm being triggered, what's going on, you have a deeper understanding and appreciation what happened in your life or previously that's still and that's still coming up. And people come up with, like, really intense stuff, okay? So, I mean, you need to be a counselor to see this happen. I mean, if you know a friend from high school or something that was grew up in a home where their parents were alcoholics or something, and, you know, you're out with your friends and say, I want to drink, or, oh, you know, I party or whatever, and you may start to have an emotional response. You may feel angry, or you may feel resentment towards them, and you wonder, why do I feel that way? And it's because your parents did not give her, you know, you're internalized, and it's expressed itself now. And we'll get this line, you know, and her, you know, where is it from? And it could be something like that, or, you know, bullied in school, or, you know, maybe something really that a teacher told you a long time ago that stuck with you that wasn't so much a positive message. You know, so what practical things can you do? So if anyone knows me, they know I'm a very practical, grounded medium, you know, very when I'm working, it's fun, you know, right? I had fun with Nancy over the air. It's also very real and tangible. So things that I did for myself when I got to know myself is I would do things alone. So, you know, I grew up really poor, very sheltered. We never traveled. Our family vacation was going to Michigan's Adventure about every other year, okay? So we would drive about, what is that, an hour? That was our vacations, like, all throughout until I was 17, and then I actually took a trip to Japan, and that changed my whole life, and everything just changed after that. But anyway, yeah, so 1 hour drive to Michigan Adventures, and, you know, so I didn't have opportunities to go out, but what I did have was a lot of friends, and in high school, anyway. So in high school, I would always be with my friends. I'd always walk back from school, go to their house. I'd either be going to Bethany's house or Robert's house or Justin's house or Chris's house, somebody's house, right? And my mom couldn't pick me up. I would either take the bus home or I'd walk. Usually I'd walk. And it was a good walk. I mean, you were talking about 45-minute, hour-long walk back home from Mishawaka High School. It was... I was always around people, and so I didn't have time to really get to know me, you know. And so what I would do is I would go places alone. So I would either walk by myself when I really wanted to know that. And what I started doing recently is I shop alone. So, you know, I'll make a day of it. I'll go to the mall. I'll get something to eat, something to drink, and I'll be with myself and my thoughts. And I think that's so important. And people don't do this. That's what's shocking to me, is if you really look at yourself and you say, when's the last time I did something like shopping alone, or like I did like an activity alone out of your house, right? So maybe you don't want to stay in your home. I mean, you want to kind of see how you are in the world, right? And that'll give you a better understanding of who you are and what your beliefs are and how, you know, you're acting. but it's so... empowering when you do this, okay? It really gives you a sense of knowing that you're a person, but it's a little deeper than that, that you're a strong person, that you're an individual, that you matter, okay? Because when you go, there's something about going to a public place alone and being comfortable, not having any feelings of anxiety or irritability or anything. And when other people talk to you or you're with them, it's just such an affirming thing, because it's like they're letting you know that they're okay with you, and you're okay with them. And it's just so, there's so much there that people just don't take the time to really look into. You know, people don't do this. And I have to remember that. People don't do this. People don't do the work. People don't do this. But if you do do this, if you do, it is so powerful. I mean, just so powerful. And one other thing I did, and a lot of people, I'm starting to notice I'm comfortable with this, is I would eat alone. So we're not talking like going to McDonald's getting fast food. We're talking going to a sushi restaurant and ordering a bowl of sushi. So I do this every once in a while. I'll actually go to a restaurant, sushi, and sit down and order like the boat of like sushi. So like they actually give you like a wooden boat, and it's like multiple stories of like pieces of sushi on each one. And I will sit down and actually like enjoy myself and eat. And I'm not gonna lie, I people watch. But even people watching, I look at myself and I say, what's going on as I look at this person? So if I look at, you know, a Chinese man versus an African-American woman versus a family at the table versus two women eating together versus, you know, an old man and a young child, what are my conceived notions on what's going on here? And then I have to really look at that and say, okay, well, is that fair to really say that? You know, how do I really know what's going on? You know, because honestly, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm not reading people all the time. So I know when I'm reading somebody, and I know when I'm myself and I'm looking at people and just eating. And there's a lot that happens there. I mean, even just sitting there, I'm learning about how I was conditioned, you know, in this society, American society, as a white male who's also gay, who's went to school, how I view things. But then I'm able to know it, right? So I'm seeing my bias. I know what my preconceived notions are, or whatever. And then I can kind of sit to the side and just watch people eat, right? So that's like, they're just people. You know, and I'm just a person, and then, you know, and I'll, like, sometimes I'll smile at the people eating, and they'll smile back at me, and it's because there's just something unspoken, there's an energy there of people knowing that you're comfortable with you, and you're comfortable with me, and there's just something there, there's just, it's something unspoken, there's just something there, you know, I mean, I used to wonder why I was so different, because I literally can go anywhere and make friends, okay? I mean, a real friend, like not just someone who's like going to be there for a second and then never talk to me again. I mean, someone who's going to add me on Facebook, message me later, ask when I'm coming back to town, who is planning on taking me places. I mean, when I was in England, I was there for a week. I made two friends there, one in Australia, one in Canada. They both came to visit with me over the summer for a week long. I mean, they trusted me enough after meeting me that they would fly. Brie flew, and Sarah drove from Canada to come and stay with me. I mean, when you do this work, when you really open up when you're there, when you're fully there, when you're present, and you're really just, like, loving people. When you do this, the resentment, the hate, the whatever you had, the hurt, the things that you did, when you really look at yourself and you start processing through this, doing these small tidbits and tasks every day, you know, it's an everyday effort to really, because you're always changing, right? So you're always learning new things about yourself, which is beautiful, but it's also kind of scary because people are like, oh boy, you know, change is happening. I'm not the same person anymore. That's okay. But, you know, when you're there, people respond to it, you know. Obviously, when someone flew to stay with me and I only knew her for a week, we talked about getting matching tattoos, and I said, oh boy, you guys, I don't know. You know, and we're still in touch to this day. You know, I was just, when I went to be registered with the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce, I had time to go shopping, and so I went to Target. Made friends with the barista girl, and I explained to her the difference between a standalone Starbucks and a Starbucks that is a barista owned by the company. Okay, so a standalone Starbucks will take Starbucks cards because they're a real Starbucks. But a barista that's owned by like Barnes and Noble, or possibly Target, you know, that is they're like owning the Starbucks, do not take those cards. So I like explained to this girl and she was like, oh my God, like her mind was like blown, you know. I mean, I don't know why she didn't know that, because she works at Starbucks and I don't, but anyway, she knows now, and that was nice. And then I went to Kohl's, you know, and I'm shopping by myself, you know, I'm just enjoying myself, I'm really like looking around, you know, smiling at people, and like strangers, right? Just random people will come up to me and ask, does this look nice? You know, which one do you like better? Sometimes younger guys, I remember I had like a 16-year-old guy come up to me and ask. I don't know if it's because they know I'm gay and they're stereotyping, or whatever, but regardless, I'm obviously, they're feeling something or seeing something with me that they know that I'm not going to hurt them. I'm not, whatever, I'm very comfortable. And they're coming up and asking me, you know, for advice on fashion. So, I mean, or, you know, whatever. So, I mean, it's just things like that. And when I was in Indy, going back to the original story, I was in the shoe area. And I saw this woman, and for some reason, I was just drawn to her. So I was definitely picking up her energy. I mean, I was a little open. I was kind of feeling the energy out. And I brought her over, and I talked to her. And her name was Susie. Susan, I think. And she was just looking at jackets with me. And we were just seeing what's going on with the jackets, and it was like this puffer vest or something, and when the air hits it, it like gets bigger, which I've never seen that, because I'm reading this tag and I'm like, what does this say? Because it's like 1, 2, 3 like steps on this long tag attached to this jacket, and she's looking at it and she's like adjusting her glasses, and she's like, I don't know what that means either. I said, does it mean it gets bigger? Because I'm like, I can't tell exactly on the tag, you know, whatever. Anyway, I talked to her about me. I tell her, you know, I'm a medium, I do readings, and I'm also studying mental health counseling, and it's my goal to bridge the two and to offer a whole new revolutionary way of people being able to heal. And she told me that she's living with bipolar disorder, you know, so she obviously felt very comfortable with me, because there's a big stigma, right, about having a mental disorder, and especially saying, you know, bipolar or schizophrenia, you know. And I said, oh, and instead of, you know, being freaked out or worried or whatever, I took her with me around the store. So I'm looking at shoes and clothes, and I'm like, what do you think about this one, Susie? You know, and she goes, oh, you know, I love that. And she goes, I actually like the blue better than the purple. So I ended up buying the blue jacket instead. And it was just so nice, you know. But she obviously knew I was very comfortable. I'm very open. I know myself, and I'm willing, since I know myself, to take the time to know somebody else, you know, because it's not this big mystery or whatever. It's like I can fully understand why I'm feeling the way I am, how I'm feeling now, and how I'm feeling after my interaction with you. And when someone else is able to do that, obviously this woman has she did tell me she went in for counseling and that she has worked on herself. We're able to be fully present in there. You know what I mean? And that's something that it's like this key to this magical door that just like opens up. It's just crazy. It's like the whole world is there. Like you can literally go anywhere in the world, meet new people, whatever. And like, you know, you're going to be okay. I mean, good Lord, I went to get my nails done last month, and it's owned by all Vietnamese people. And I come in there, and I'm not gonna lie, I was looking pretty fabulous. So they don't call me the fabulous medium for nothing. I was wearing, you know, this beautiful scarf and these nice jeans, No, really dressed up, nice. You know, not like super fancy, but like really dressy casual, like, oh my God, I want that outfit. And I'm sitting there and I'm just making friends with these girls, and they go in the back, bring in their Vietnamese fruit. I don't even know what it's called. I don't know how they got it here in the States, whatever. And they're like sitting me down saying, try this fruit. This girl, okay, and if anyone knows anything about Asian cultures, a lot of them don't open up to people, especially the first time you meet them, and especially when it's a female interacting with a man, okay. But this girl is sitting here and she's telling me about her beliefs and her Vietnamese culture and her background and how her mother had a divorce and the family wanted the mother to get with another man. I mean, stuff that, like, you know, you would never say. But it's because you can just see on someone that they're comfortable, that they know themselves, that they want to take the time to know you. You know, they know that. You can just see it in somebody. So it's really cool. So it's always really exciting when I get to meet somebody else like that too. Like Nancy, who called in earlier, and she's making that active effort, you know? And that's all any of us can really do. So yeah. So I am sorry if I couldn't take your call today. You guys, we are approaching the last couple minutes here, so I do have a few things that I want to say here at the end. Oh my goodness, yes. So knowing yourself. Hopefully you took something away today, you know, to build that relationship with yourself, to be well, and for you to know that, you know, if you're well and you know yourself, that you can be there to really appreciate others and to really be fully present. You know, it's like the airplanes when they give you the oxygen mask. They say put your mask on first and then help somebody else with their mask. That's what we're talking about here. You know, being there for yourself first so that then you can be in a healthy place to be there for others. So, you know, follow me online, book a reading, dustinlivers.com. You can go onto my tab. I think it says make an appointment. I work Monday through Thursdays, noon to 4. and I do groups too. So a lot of people have been asking about groups lately. So we'll see when those start getting booked. Oh my goodness, because that's when I really have to start looking at my calendar is when groups are happening. You can follow me on Twitter, Dust10Medium, on Twitter, on Facebook. You just type in Dustin Livers. Dustin A. Livers is my personal page, so don't go to that one. Go to my professional page. And you can subscribe to events that are coming up. So this Sunday, I'm going to Mystic Beads and Niles. You know, there's just next week I have something going on. It's just every week, people. My goodness, it is crazy. you can follow me on Instagram. It's just Dustin Livers, Dusten, as in the number 10. Let's see what else is there. Oh, you can add me on LinkedIn. You can see all the projects I'm doing, all my life. I put everything on there. My goodness, it's, you know, it's a big networking thing, you know, LinkedIn. What else is there? Got Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I think that's pretty much it. So I hope you guys enjoyed the show. And I'll be on next week, as far as I know, Friday at 10. And really hoping that, again, you guys move forward and tune in next week. So thanks again, and have a great weekend.